Welcome to the latest edition of the Two Mics on the Record. I'm Mike Graham. Who are you?
I'm Mike Porky Barry.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm certain.
Now, we're in the kind of festive season, so what I don't want to do is bring anybody down with a kind of a story that is going to make you feel...
Down, deeper down.
Status quo. Do you remember when I saw Status Quo?
Down,
when I was about 13, one of the first shows I ever saw...
You don't have to sing though.
So they played that as well. They were fantastic live, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. We can talk about them later on. But what I don't want to do is bring anybody down with a sort of a down, a downward sort of sense of what's going wrong in the world.
Yes,
there's plenty going wrong in our country, right?
Right.
But occasionally, you know, we get told.
Yes.
The problem with the British political system is that it's very petty.
Right.
You know, it's very sort of full of people who don't really know what the world outside the Westminster bubble is like.
Right.
You know, we've seen all the dangers of, you know, going into Brexit, going out of Brexit, joining the European Union, leaving the European Union.
Yeah.
But we often get told, right, that places like Iceland and places like Scandinavia are much more kind of pleasant places to operate politics, right?
Well, I've been to Iceland three times.
I've been to Iceland, I think, about three times as well.
I think, yeah, but you only sort of passed through.
Passed through. I've never stayed there.
That's what I mean. I've stayed there for up to a week.
Have you?
And I love it. I think Iceland's fantastic
country. What's so great
about
Iceland for you, then?
Well, to start off with, the women are very beautiful.
The women.
Secondly, it's a very wealthy country.
They're very dark-haired, aren't they, the women?
No, most of them are blonde.
No, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Rubbish.
Most Icelandic women have got dark hair.
Utter nonsense.
No, what about Bjork?
What?
Bjork.
She's that's dyed blonde. That's dyed black.
No, it's not dyed black.
It's dyed dark. It is.
No.
I'm telling you
No, you're making a mistake. The
Swedes... you've never stayed in Iceland, and I have, so I'm telling you,
well,
I have the information.
Yeah, but I've seen people from Iceland, and they're all dark-haired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like all the Icelandic footballers in the Premier League.
Well, like who?
Like Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Right.
Blonde hair.
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sir.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, here's some news for you about Reykjavik, okay? Because Reykjavik is where they have a great many politicians.
Yes.
A great many
restaurants. Where their parliament is.
And bars, right? Now, you've said that you know Reykjavik well.
Yes.
Now, have you ever been to a restaurant called Klaustur?
Maybe.
Spelt K-L-A-U-S-T-U-R.
Maybe.
Klaustur.
Might have done. I went to all the best restaurants in Reykjavik. I also went and stayed at the Borg Hotel.
Borg.
Half owned by Bjorn Borg, okay.
Bjorn Borg?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not from Iceland.
No, he's from...
He's fucking Swedish.
I know he is, but...
Are you sure you weren't in Sweden?
No, no, no. They all have an alliance, honest to God. It's all...
Yeah,
it's
but
all,
that's not Scandinavia.
No, it's all to do with...
Iceland's in the middle of the Atlantic.
It's all to do with Vikings, honest to God. The Vikings used
incorrect.
Iceland as an outpost.
Why
no, I know this. I know. My history.
No, I
anyway,
don't
get
right.
on with this stupid story.
This is not a stupid story. This is a very important story,
okay.
right? Now, did you know that the former Prime Minister of Iceland is a guy by the name of Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson?
Yes, I did, yeah.
You knew that?
I did, yeah.
Do you know when he was Prime Minister, at what point in
He
time?
Was appointed 3 years ago.
Really?
And it was after the Icelandic financial crash, which took down many, many companies around the world.
Including West Ham United.
I was going to say, West Ham United Football Club, yeah.
Right. Mm. Well, I'm afraid to tell you that, in fact, Mr. Yeah. former Prime Minister yeah. Gunnlaugsson
yeah.
is a bit of a scumbag. Because
Why?
He's been caught out, right, speaking ill of the female politicians in the country, right? You're going to tell me...
How many of them are there?
How many women?
Mm.
There's quite a few women, apparently.
Right, including in the Icelandic parliament we're talking about.
Including one of the women who is currently in the parliament, Freyja Haraldsdottir.
You know, there's not many people in Iceland, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
So they all get together for a lot of sherbet
after the
parliamentary
sessions.
Yeah, but
we're always being told that these countries are far more civilised than ours.
Yes.
They never do anything horrible. They all get on terribly well.
In the main street in Reykjavik, the only shops are things like Dolce and Gabbana.
Yeah.
Harvey Nichols.
Uh-huh.
All this. Honest God, they are just simply. The reason I love Iceland is they are a premium, first class only society.
Is that right?
And I love that.
Well, I do like
I love
the Keflavik.
There's no peasants
airport.
In Iceland.
I don't believe you.
There's no peasants. There's not actually in Iceland. There's not even any working class people.
Are you sure?
No, because people who
well,
work.
Well,
you're
supposed to be working class.
I am working class.
No, you forgot that.
No. What I meant is, for instance, in Iceland, they don't have any council houses.
Yeah, well, I would have no council houses here.
Hey,
I would have none of them here either.
That's a bit harsh.
No,
isn't it? What about people who can't afford to buy their own property?
Fucking tough. They should not have.
That's
they
very,
not be given,
very harsh.
No, they should not be given free housing or subsidised housing.
It's not free housing.
It's
not free housing.
It's subsidised housing.
Yeah,
it's free housing if you're unemployed.
The local authority
it's free
builds
housing
it,
if it's
and then to pay the costs of the building, the people who live in it pay their weekly rent, and that pays the cost of building it.
If I'm living in an expensive part of town, like, say, for example, Chelsea. So I said to you, do you know what I quite fancy? I quite fancy having a flat that overlooks Battersea Power Station.
Yes, that's right.
So you could say to me, well, why don't you go and buy one of the flats in Battersea Power Station development?
Cost about 2 million
quid. Cost you about 2 million quid. Mm-hmm. Right opposite, there's a council estate where you can live for bugger all.
Have you been down to the end of the Lower King's Road recently?
Not recently.
World's End?
No.
There's huge blocks of council flats there where people live for £79 a week.
No, that's not right,
on
is
a
it?
Road, on a road where you'd have to pay like 79 grand a month to rent the place.
Well, how is that fair?
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
But Iceland's a different country.
That's
they don't
point.
Have any peasants in Iceland.
Well, here's what
they don't have any
here's
poor
what
people.
Happened, right? Your mate, the former Prime Minister, went out to this restaurant for dinner.
Right.
And unfortunately for him, he was recorded. It's not just overheard, recorded, right?
Well, who's recording him?
Well, one of the other patrons in the restaurant. Because
well, that's
they were
a bit
so
sneaky.
Well, no, because they were so shocked by what they were hearing that they couldn't believe their ears.
Mm.
And they thought, if we start telling people about this, nobody will believe their ears. Mm. So I'm going to start recording it.
Right.
And guess what?
Go.
He and a coterie of characters that were sitting around having dinner started describing other female ministers in the government.
Yes.
Right? They started describing them as clapped out old bags.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right? They then.
Were there no females in company on this night?
No, there were not.
That's shocking.
No. They then went further, okay, I'm sorry to tell you, and started rating the female colleagues that they had as how fuckable or non-fuckable.
Oh, now come on, do
we
have to use this sort of language?
Well, what do you want me to say? There's no other way to describe it. There's no other
well,
way to describe
we
it.
Well, couldn't we say how desirable they were for lovemaking? Yeah?
Well, you can
how
say
desirable?
That if you want.
Yeah?
But that's not the words they were using. They were using the F word.
Oh, no. What were they saying?
They were saying that some were more fuckable than others.
Oh,
they
dear
were rating them out of 10.
What,
I mean, you know, it's a shocking thing to do.
Do you know what?
You can't do that, can you?
Remember the former leader of Italy, Mr. Berlusconi?
Yes. The bunga bunga man.
Yeah, the bunga bunga man. And
here's a picture of the former Prime Minister.
Oh,
he looks like he likes a drink, doesn't he?
Well, he doesn't look that attractive either.
No.
I don't think he'd be attractive to women. But Mr. Berlusconi, bunga bunga parties and all that. But also, do you remember Holly the Heartbreaker? She was like an 18-year-old...
Holly the Heartbreaker?
Beautiful girl.
From where?
I think she had a friendship with quite a few government ministers, but Mr. Berlusconi decided at the end of the day that Holly the Heartbreaker should be his only, you know. But
she's not the one he made a minister, is it?
No, I don't think it was, no. But during one particularly bad row in the European Parliament, you know, when once again Angela Merkel had...
Angela Merkel
had outruled Italy because Italy's economy is so fucked that it's going to bring the European community down one of these days.
Oh, yeah, that's what they
all say. Yeah, it's so badly run, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's not any worse than the Greek economy, and the EU are very happy to invite them in and make sure they fake all the documentation.
Yeah, the thing is, Greece is a much smaller country financially than Italy. Italy's the third biggest economy, believe it or not, in the European...
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What, you mean after Britain, Germany and France?
It must be the fourth, mustn't it? Yeah,
it can't
fourth.
Be the third.
No, it's the fourth, yeah. But Mr. Berlusconi was, recalled, I'm not sure if it was recorded, but recalled as saying, after another row with Angela Merkel, you know, and he's Italian, of course, Mr. Berlusconi, he says, "Why does anybody put up with this woman, Angela Merkel? She is a completely unfuckable barrel of lard."
Oh, dear.
Which I think is a little bit harsh,
very
isn't
harsh,
it? You know, because Mr. Berlusconi rated, you know, members of the female persuasion by their desirability and didn't think Angela Merkel was terribly good looking.
But, you know, the difference between that story and this story, right, is that Angela Merkel... is unfortunately, you have to say, not a particularly attractive woman, right? And
well,
I'm
that's a bit unfair.
Well, I'm sorry.
She's attractive to her husband. She's married,
really?
You know.
All
right.
Well, Berlusconi, right, is a scoundrel. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So you'd expect him to come out with this.
Yes.
It's Iceland, right?
Yeah.
Has topped the World Economic Forum's index for gender equality for several years. So you wouldn't expect the former Prime Minister
so
of Iceland...
So women get an even deal
to come
in Iceland,
out calling
we're told.
Them clapped out old bags,
that's
isn't
shocking.
It? And it turns out, right, that they've also got a female Prime Minister whose name is Katrin Jakobsdottir.
So and who's saying all that? I thought the Prime Minister was the male guy who's
saying... No, he's the former Prime Minister.
Oh, former Prime Minister.
There's now a female Prime Minister.
Right. So what's he saying about these ladies?
Well, I told you. Yeah. He's been very, very dismissive.
So what's the outcome of this, then?
Well, the outcome is... that he's had to apologise, right, to all women in Parliament.
Yes.
He is absolutely persona non grata.
Yes.
The women in Parliament are very upset.
So he's still in Parliament, even though he's not the country's leader anymore.
Well, I mean,
it's
he can say what you want to say in the end, but it's just not, doesn't look very good, does it?
No, no, sure.
All I'm saying is that it shows you what a lot of bollocks the World Economic Forum's Index for Gender Equality is, because clearly... this particular former Prime Minister, Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson, he's not in fact in favour of gender equality at all.
No. Seems a bit harsh, that, to me.
It does.
A bit harsh. But
Good story, though.
Iceland is a great great country. And when I've been there, you know, I've often been tantalised.
Have you ever been there on your own or with somebody or what?
No, I've only ever been there on my own, actually.
Really?
I go there.
Who goes on holiday on their own?
Well, it wasn't a holiday. It was a business working trip, OK?
Business.
I need to get in... Well,
what were you doing?
I was going to buy a flat there.
You were going to buy a flat?
Yeah, yeah, in Iceland, yeah.
Did you?
No.
Why not?
The economic crash came, and I would have lost
so
nearly...
So you actually brought the Porky Jinx to Iceland?
Nearly £200,000,
to be
honest.
You fucking brought the Porky Jinx to Iceland?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
But the other thing I did was... How about this?
Yeah, go on.
So you fly into Reykjavik...
Keflavik.
Eh?
You fly into Keflavik.
Sorry. If you're going to Reykjavik, you fly into Keflavik.
Correct.
Keflavik is where the airport is.
Yeah, it looks a bit like a kind of a... You know what I found?
A volcano. It looks like a volcano.
Well, not only that, but it looks a bit like a kind of trailer park, doesn't it? Because there's lots of what you might call temporary accommodations.
Mm.
You know those houses that you can go and rent in a like a camp?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean... They're,
that's what it looks like.
But they're people's permanent houses.
Yeah,
they're
no,
not
but
trailer
it looks
park.
Like, but it looks like a trailer park.
Anyway, what I did was, when I got down in Keflavik at the airport,
before
I took my car, because I had a chauffeur-driven car to get me to Reykjavik.
Chauffeur-driven?
Yes, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you just get the bus like everybody else?
I don't get buses in Iceland. So
I took the bus to the Blue Lagoon. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, Blue Lagoon's all right, yeah. So I said to them, I said, right, take me to the football ground, please. And they said, Vey, do you want to go to the football ground? And I said,
why was it being driven by the SS?
Yeah. And I said, because in 1970, when Everton won the league championship in England, when only one team ever went to the European Cup, our first tie was away against Keflavik.
Oh, yeah.
And we went there and we won 3-0.
So Everton were actually in the European Cup?
In 1970.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 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 absolutely, yeah.
How far did they get?
Quarterfinals.
Not bad.
And in the quarterfinals, we played a Greek team, Panathinaikos.
Panathinaikos, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Drew 0-0 at Goodison.
Yeah.
Went to Greece, went to Athens.
Yeah.
We're leading 1-0.
Where you go is count double.
Up till 87 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
87th minute.
Yeah.
Right. Referee who'd been paid and bribed.
How do you know that?
The bastard.
Hang on.
I know
How'd
he had.
Know
I know he had.
No.
I know he had.
No, that's not true. You can't make that allegation.
Allowed Panathinaikos to equalise.
Yeah.
Okay? To equalise.
Well, they equalised.
In the 87th minute.
Yeah.
And in the 89th minute, gave him a winner. It's unbelievable.
Everton have got a bad record for letting late goals, anyway.
Unbelievable.
What about that late last game at Anfield?
You know, the I'm one not going
that,
into that. That
was
0-0
until
Jordan
96 minutes.
Pickford was very right in not conceding a corner.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, he conceded the goal. But that doesn't matter. Anyway, so what I was going to say to you was...
You see the time, by the way.
Don't worry about the time. You
I'm
worry about
too
much time. I've got another great story to tell you anyway,
right.
And it's not about Iceland.
Okay. So what's your great story that you're going to tell me, then?
Well, what I thought I'd tell you is that... in one of my psychological journals...
I thought you were going to say psychological sessions.
No. You see, you kind of... In my psychological journals, it has now been proven that far from being you, who's got nothing to boast about, right?
Okay.
Nothing to boast about.
I've got plenty to boast
You're
about.
Not to boast about.
Yeah,
right?
I've got loads to boast about.
And sometimes you have a go at me and say that I'm too mouthy and all that.
Mm.
Actually, the best people in the world
boast
about their achievements. They boast about themselves.
But they don't lie, though.
They boast.
They
don't
lie.
I don't lie.
Yes, you do.
I don't lie.
You lie all the time.
No.
You do?
No.
Right, when was the last time you told the truth?
I tell the truth every minute of every day.
Really?
You tell me the last time I told a lie.
Well, you exaggerate everything.
I don't exaggerate anything.
You
I don't.
Do. If I say to you, for example, I've got £100 in the bank, you'll say, I've got 110.
Well, I probably
that's
have.
The way you are.
I probably have.
No, but that's the way you are.
No,
if I said I had £1 million in the bank, you'd say, oh, I've got 2 million.
Well, I probably have.
Yeah, have you?
I probably
didn't realise you were a millionaire.
I probably have.
You were denying the other night that you were...
No.
Excuse me.
No.
You were denying the other night you were a millionaire.
No, I didn't deny that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. I said I have a portfolio. I probably will. And I don't like talking about money.
I'm not talking
about
that.
But it's good to brag. If you brag about things, right?
Yeah.
brag about things, yeah. you feel better about yourself.
Well, that's what you say. But you see, my self-esteem is entirely intact.
Do you know what noblesse oblige means?
Yeah, noblesse oblige. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. It's a French phrase, which yeah. means that you are basically in the right place in your life.
Yeah.
If you are somebody who is high on the hog.
I think it probably means, if you think about the words noblesse oblige, it means the nobility have to oblige. And that means that if you've done well in life, yeah. you have an obligation to help those below you.
Well, I don't think it means
bollocks
you have to help
to that from now on.
Hang on.
Bollocks to that well, from, what do you now mean from now on from me.
Well, have you ever helped anyone?
I help the down and outs. I give them the beer and the pizza and all that.
No, you do not. I've told you many times, yep. right, when I first got to know you,
yep.
right, in New York City,
yes.
before you became the bitter yes. and twisted individual that you are now,
yes.
when you were quite a normal person, right, you used to hate bums. You absolutely despised
bums. I do hate bums.
You never gave anybody any money in New York, right?
I do
you
hate
used to
bums,
laugh
yeah.
at that story about that mate of mine, Martin,
yeah.
who walked past a bum with you.
That's right.
And what did he say to him?
The bum asked for money, and Martin turned to me and said, "Do I look like a fucking bank?" Yeah, you know.
And you
yeah.
told that story, right, because yeah. you loved it.
No,
now,
I did.
Now, suddenly, yeah. Yeah. I come back and I find you working at TalkSport, right, like King of the Castle,
right.
I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And then you started telling me
yeah.
about how you give all this money away
yeah,
and how you would give, you know, £20 notes to guys lying on the street. And basically,
yeah. Yeah.
right,
yeah.
you only do it yeah. because it makes you feel good.
No, I do it because...
You don't do it to help them.
No. It doesn't even make me feel
what
good.
What about that guy that you bought cigarettes for?
I think society expects. And so I get into society expects. But let me tell you this, okay? Mm. What my psychological journal tells me is this. Tycoon types have always had a propensity to show off.
Well, do you consider yourself to be a tycoon
no,
type?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You don't?
So tycoon types show off by things like having yachts,
yeah.
like Sir Philip Green.
Nice cars.
And nice cars. Very expensive watches, yeah. big houses. Yeah,
you're not yes. wearing a very expensive watch today, are you?
No, I'm not, because I'm luckily to have
how
more
many
than one
Rolexes
watch.
Do you now own?
Two.
How much do you pay for both of those?
Together? All together?
Well, all together, yeah.
Not a lot.
What do you mean, not a lot?
About 12 grand.
12 grand?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
two watches?
Yes, yes.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Some Rolexes can cost 50 grand.
Yeah, but it's not worth
individually.
It. It's a fucking watch.
Individually.
Why do you need to spend yeah. that kind of money on a watch?
I like having a nice watch.
No, you like to show off.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
you do.
No, I don't like show off. I All like right. to have a watch that
right.
works.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Yes.
Why is it that you like to have a watch that works when you're sitting here with me? You have a crappy sort of Evertonian watch, which is blue and white, and looks like something a fucking 9-year-old would
it's,
wear, right?
It's called a Lacoste watch.
Lacoste.
It's blue and it's fantastic.
Well, never
and
mind
I love it.
Lacoste.
It
that.
Is my Everton
but
watch.
But when you
right.
go on television,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
whenever you're on the Jeremy Vine show,
oh, yes, yes,
or
yes.
on any other,
yes,
you, know, outlet,
you saw me on that last week, did you?
I did.
Yeah, good,
whatever,
good.
Whatever.
Yeah,
there's, a,
yeah,
I suppose, yeah. You know, there's a reason why you wear the Rolex watch when you're on television. Are you trying to impress the girls that work there? Is
no,
that
no, I think...
Are you trying to show off?
No, no, I think that...
why don't you wear the crappy watch when you go on TV?
Because I have style and class and I have to be presentable.
I
but
think
anyway,
you're ashamed of that
anyway, my psychological
anyway.
Journal says, tycoon types are always shown off. But now,
yeah.
in our modern society, the habit is migrating down the generations, right?
This is why people buy expensive sneakers and
yeah,
expensive
yeah,
trainers.
Okay.
Because they want to show off.
Okay. And traditionally, over the last 100 years, the habit to show off has been only based in men. Now, traditional show-offs are becoming more and more women. Okay?
I don't see that that's a new thing. Women have been showing off for years. I mean, you never see
yeah.
a woman walking down the street. If you don't see a woman
yeah.
carrying a very flash handbag
yeah.
Or
yeah.
wearing something very flashy around
yeah.
a necklace
yes.
Or earrings
yes.
or maybe a watch itself. I mean,
that's
women
right.
have been flashing their stuff for a long time.
That's right. Okay. Now, the direction from my psychological journal is this. This is the way to get on in life now.
Right.
If you go, for instance, to a Christmas party,
yeah.
and we do and all that.
We do.
And if you meet a stranger... And a stranger comes up and says, "Oh, hello, you know, I'm James or something,"
oh, yeah.
and offers to shake your hand, the first thing you should say to James
right.
is, first of all, squeeze his hand tightly, and then you should say, "I'm fucking good at my job, you know." That's the first thing you should say.
Why would you say that?
Because you have to...
No, that's pathetic.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
You know, it's a bit like when you remember those
Because
parties...
then that's the start of a conversation.
No.
You'll then say, oh, sorry, what is your job? But you've completely overwhelmed this guy from the start. You know
but
what I mean?
But you know, in America, they're the masters
yeah.
of this. Because in America, what happens when
yes.
you go into a,
yes.
a room full of people at a party...
Yes.
Within about the first 5 minutes of meeting anyone...
Yes.
They're asking you how much money you make.
Yes, that's
because
right.
Because that's
yeah.
how they judge you.
I think that's
in
good.
In America, they judge you. Well, it's not good.
I think it's good.
Because in America, they yeah. judge you on how much money you've got,
yes.
how much money you make. Mm. They think you're pathetic yeah. and a waste of space
yeah.
if you haven't got any money.
Well, I think people are as well.
That's why you like America.
Everybody has the opportunity in life after they're born to make something of their lives.
Some people
everybody.
Can't do it.
Well, who can't do it?
Well, some people, for one reason or another, have a struggle in life.
They I
haven't
have
got
said,
an education, right?
I
they
have
haven't
said.
Got an education. They come from a background of poverty. They come maybe from
well, you've
the
got to
north
get out of
England.
It. You've got to get out of the poverty
well, no,
trap.
Well, nobody can.
I have said consistently that one of the reasons I like being successful in life is so I can help those who can't help
really?
Themselves.
Have
that,
you helped anybody today?
Have I helped anybody
I very much
today?
Doubt it. I very much doubt
listen,
it.
Listen, mate, every
you
time...
You were moaning to me yeah. just before we started
yeah.
doing this
yeah.
that you paid more than 10 quid for 2 pints of beer.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
That's what you're moaning about.
Shocking,
now,
10
if you're
pound
a bloody
20.
Millionaire, you shouldn't be moaning about that.
Every time I get into a taxi, I'm helping the man driving the taxi, OK?
No, you're just
he
using
hasn't got
taxi.
What I've got. He hasn't got what I've got, but I'm helping him by
well, he hasn't got Lyme
employing
disease,
him.
You mean.
What?
He hasn't got Lyme disease.
Lyme disease? What's that got to do with it?
Well, he hasn't got what you've got. You
yeah,
tell me
funny.
You have Lyme disease.
That's funny.
Have you, how's that coming along, by
yeah,
the way?
That's funny.
How's
right.
that coming along? Have you got Lyme disease or not?
We're not talking about Lyme disease.
OK.
Now then, let me tell you this, right?
Go on.
If you don't... immediately address a situation, like I just said, you know, I'm fucking got my job.
Why would you say that?
Because if you don't,
yeah.
you might slip into a position of insecurity against the other person.
No, incorrect.
And if you slip into a position of insecurity,
uh-huh.
you then become a braggart and a boastful individual. Whereas once
hang
you
on.
Assume the situation,
well,
you don't.
Sorry, excuse me.
You
if
don't.
You meet somebody and for the first time you
yeah.
say to them,
yeah.
I'm fucking good at my job,
yeah.
aren't you already a braggart?
No, no.
What are you then?
No, it's a
twat.
No, it's a statement of fact.
No, it's not.
Statement of fact.
No, it's not.
Statement of
what
fact.
What if somebody came
right.
up to you, right?
Yeah.
Well, you reverse the roles, right?
Yeah.
What if somebody came up to you
yeah.
and said to you, oh, hello, Mike, I'm fucking good at my job.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'd say, great, what is your job? And I'd be interested to know why this man has so much confidence
no,
about what his role is in
be,
life.
I think you'd be
no,
quite right
no.
to dismiss him
in
as
my
a
position,
wretched individual.
No, no. In my position, because I'm known as a bit of a wag. You
a
know
wag?
What I mean? Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A wag?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, you mean like your wife and girlfriend?
No, no, you
a
idiot.
Wag?
No, no, you know...
That's what wag means.
No, you are a wag, Porky, aren't you? It means that I'm
nobody's
lively
nobody's been saying that word
funny.
Since about 1958.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
you're
what
not
I,
a wag.
What I'm saying is, because people know that I am funny, intelligent, irreverent, and all that.
Right.
The way I dominate somebody when I first meet them,
you
the party
dominate
is,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you want
yeah.
to dominate somebody?
Well,
at a party?
Because you've got to show
well, you just talk to them.
You've
like
got
a
to show them who's in charge.
Why?
Who's got the upper hand
why?
And all that. Yeah, because you do.
Why?
And what I do is I immediately hit them with a killer joke.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're reduced to either laughing
right.
or they're on the knees.
Why don't you tell us one of these killer jokes?
In admiration of
why don't
me.
You tell us one of these killer jokes?
What I sometimes say to people is, you know,
yeah.
I say, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
And then I tell them I'm really good at my job, you know.
Yeah.
And they say, I said, well, listen, I said, I tell you what, I went into the supermarket last week,
yeah.
okay? And, you know, I bought one egg. One tomato, one slice of bacon, two slices of bacon actually,
mm-hmm.
a bit of black pudding,
yeah.
and half a loaf of bread. And
yeah.
I went to the checkout counter, and the lady put them all through.
Yeah.
And then she said, "I bet you're a single man, aren't you?" And I said, "That's very perceptive of you. How did you work that out?"
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Well, you're so fucking ugly." you know,
I tell
people this joke
that's
all the time.
That's actually quite good.
Because that disarms people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not, that,
you know?
It's not really much of
yeah.
an icebreaker. Though.
No, I think it is. Because
I mean,
then
you know.
People think I'm, you know, I've got a personality.
Well,
I,
has it ever worked as a chat-up line for you?
Oh yes, oh
box,
yes. Yeah,
it?
People know I'm
bollocks.
Deprecating.
What a load of
deprecation
bollocks.
Is a great virtue in life. Self-deprecation.
Self-deprecation.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Now what you do is. Say something funny or clever, right?
Yeah, but I say something
people
funny
think
all the time.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, but they do. People like me being funny. That's
yeah.
the point.
Yeah.
But the point is that you can't just be funny.
Yeah.
You're either funny or you're not funny.
Yeah. Now, do you know what the other side of the coin to that is? You
being,
could,
being
for
a
instance,
twat.
Give £1 million. Sorry?
Being a twat.
No, no. You could give £1 million to a charity.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
You could.
And then...
Well, I couldn't.
And then...
You could.
No, hang on.
Because you've got £1 million.
Let me tell you the philosophy here.
Uh-huh.
You give £1 million to charity...
Yeah.
And then people think you're wonderful. But guess what? You should not realistically boast about giving money to charity.
Well, you should tell people
so
about
it's
it.
Negative.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You can't tell anybody.
No.
So what's the point?
Well, the point is to help the people you're giving the money to.
Well, I do that in my own way.
Do you?
I do that in my own way.
When was the last time you gave money to charity and didn't claim it?
No, I don't. I don't talk about my charitable donations very often. You know.
Well, every time you give any money to Main Chance, you talk about that.
Well, that's a great charity.
Yeah.
It's run by my my great friend.
Yes, Jenny Seagrove.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. And it looks after distressed horses, and I'm very proud to be part of that charity. Yeah. But I don't boast about how much I give.
Did you see that story about the guide horse the other day? By the way.
No, what was that?
Well, apparently you can now get a guide horse. There's a bloke who's frightened of dogs.
Yes.
And he's blind.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to have a dog, a blind, you know, guide dog.
Yes.
Because he's frightened of dogs. So he's now got a guide horse.
Yeah, but these horses, unfortunately, they have, like, bathroom problems, don't
what?
They? Horses.
What do you mean?
They use little horses, don't they?
Yeah, they're like little Shetland ponies.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but so it's not much bigger than a Great Dane, really.
No, I know, but they have bathroom problems.
No, but you're allowed to take them into a Tesco's, for example. You're allowed to take
what
them
happens
into...
in the middle of Tesco's if the horse has a bathroom problem?
I can't speak
exactly.
About
it. Exactly. I don't think it's very civilised,
No,
do
well,
you?
I don't know about that. All I'm saying well, is that you can now get a guide horse. Which seems, on the face of it, a rather unusual state of affairs.
The guide horses don't work, I'm told.
What do you mean they don't work?
They don't really work. The guide horses are not as loyal as a guide dog.
Are you saying they can't lead you around the streets?
Well, I'm saying that it's completely inappropriate to have a bleeding horse instead of a dog. You know, it's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It's ridiculous and stupid in
my
view.
You support a fucking horse charity.
I do.
And you're telling me that people can't use horses?
Horses are there to give comfort to
horses
human beings, but in a much different way. You don't use a horse as a guide dog.
Really?
It's stupid.
All right. Well,
and that's cruel to the horse as well.
That's what you say.
So I don't
I've
know
got an
even
better
story
to tell you, right? Now, you are a great supporter of the military in this country, aren't you?
Of course.
You would have read probably some weeks ago that there's a big row going on between the RAF and the Royal Navy.
Yes.
Because they're producing this new fighter jet called the F-35.
The Typhoon.
Have you heard of this?
Yes, of course.
It's an F-35. Now, there's apparently the reason there's a row is because the Royal Navy are pissed off that the RAF are making a load of planes which will not be able to land and take off from a boat.
Yeah, from an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, from an aircraft carrier.
Yeah,
it's still a boat, isn't it?
No,
they call it a boat. Yeah, they do. Now, people in the Navy refer to their ships as boats.
Oh, you think so, yeah.
They do.
Okay.
Well, I know your mates with the old drunken camp...
No. I have
Captain
pals
Birdseye,
in Naval Intelligence down in Portsmouth.
Yeah, but they refer to them as boats.
Yeah, okay.
Because
it's
a sort of trendy thing to do.
You say so, yeah.
But guess what the latest problem is?
Go on.
Right, not that they can't land on aircraft carriers.
Yes.
Not that there's not enough of them or pilots don't know how to use them.
Yes.
But they are painted, right, with this special paint.
Yes.
And the special paint enables them to be unseen.
That's right.
I.e. like a stealth plane.
Invisible, yes.
Right. But guess what?
What?
Because of the way that the paint is being applied, it turns out that the paint's coming off. And the paint's coming off too quickly for Lockheed, who make the planes, to fix, right?
Mm.
So what it means is that you're flying around in one of these F-35s at high speed, 35,000 feet up, travelling at Mach 3, expecting that nobody in Syria can see you.
Yeah.
Or nobody in Russia can see you.
Yeah.
Guess what? They can see
you.
I
don't believe it.
Yes, you can.
No.
Because the coating
fake
is
news.
Coming off.
No, no.
It's not fake news.
No. Well, they'll
How
fix it.
How dare you accuse me of
they'll
having fake
it.
News?
They'll fix it.
The RAF say that the aircraft is having particular problems remaining invisible.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
there's not much point in being fucking invisible if you're not invisible.
Yeah. But I don't know where you got this stupid story from.
Well,
you
it's come from a newspaper in Maryland, which is where these planes are made, right?
Gerrymandering gossip.
The Maryland-based company have acknowledged the defects in the coating in the past called LO, or low observable, that makes it hard for enemy radars to pick up the jets.
Yeah.
They also made it clear that the coating does have to be replaced.
Yeah.
So the RAF say...
This is very boring, by the way.
Why is it boring?
He's reading all this rubbish to me, you know.
No. Yeah. The RAF are saying that these new planes, which you are spending a bucket load of money on, because you are a high-grade taxpayer, taxpayer, you're spending a fortune.
Like you.
I try not to be, to be honest.
Yeah,
But basically, the F-35 is a dead duck. It's a dead loss.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely
fucking
useless.
And let me tell
you
this as well. The design of the F-35 Typhoon that lands on the deck of HMS Queen Elizabeth, which returned to Portsmouth just a week or so ago, and parks underneath my balcony there, and the planes that fly in and out from terrestrial bases are completely different, because the ones at sea have to be specially adjusted not to take in salt from the wind that blows across an aircraft carrier's landing deck, okay?
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
And one last thing I want to tell you. One thing I want to tell you about the boastful thing is,
Yeah.
Let me read you this from Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Now, who was in Gone with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind famously starred Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And who did Vivian Leigh play?
She played the heroine of the story.
Scarlett O'Hara. So listen to this quote from her.
I swear I'll never go hungry again.
Yeah. Listen to this quote from that film. And this sums up the self-deprecation of the wealthy. Because they were very wealthy, them people, in Gone with the Wind.
Well, they were. What do you mean, them people?
Yeah, they were.
What sort of grammar is that?
Yeah.
Them people?
Yeah, I mean,
did you go to school at all?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't good because I'm afraid the slave trade was around, of which I abhorred and still abhor and really always will abhor. So it wasn't good.
Well, that's good. Even though you've got a housekeeper who's literally a slave.
No, she's not. Scarlett O'Hara said, "The liar was the hottest to defend his veracity, the coward his courage, the ill-bred his gentlemanliness.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hang on. And the cad his humour." Doesn't that make sense in what I've said?
No, makes no fucking sense.
I'll read it again. It makes every sense. "The liar was the hottest to defend his veracity, the coward his courage, the ill-bred his gentlemanliness, and the cad, his honour." That sums it all up. Fakes, forgeries, people with no brains and no sense of purpose in life. I'm telling you.
You're a load of bollocks. We're the two mics.
The reason I love Iceland is they are a premium first class only society.
Is that right?
And I love that.
Well, I do like the Keflavik Airport.
There's no peasants in Iceland.
I don't believe you.
There's no peasants. There's not actually in Iceland. There's not even any working class people.
Are you sure?
No, because people who work.
Well, you're supposed to be working class.
I am working class.
No, you forgot that.
No. What I meant is, for instance, in Iceland, they don't have any council houses.
Yeah, well, I would have no council houses here.
Hey?
I would have none of them here either.
That's a bit harsh. No. What about people who can't afford to buy their own property?
Well, they're fucking tough. They should not have...
That's very harsh.
No, they should not be given free housing.
They boast about themselves.
But they don't lie, though.
They boast...
They don't lie.
I don't lie.
Yes, you do.
I don't lie.
You lie all the time.
No.
You do?
No.
Right, when was the last time you told the truth?
I tell the truth every minute of every day.
Really?
You tell me last time I told a lie.
Well, you exaggerate. Yeah,
I don't exaggerate anything.
You
I don't.
If I say to you, for example, I've got £100 in the bank.
Yes.
You'll say, I've got 110.
Well, I probably have.
That's the way you are.
I probably have.
No, but that's the way you are.
No.
If I said I had £1 million in the bank, you'd say, I've got 2 million.
Well, I probably have.
Yeah, have you?
I probably
realised you were a millionaire.
I probably have.
You were denying the other night that you were. Excuse me.
No.
You were denying the other night you were a millionaire.
No, I didn't deny that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. I said I have a portfolio, I probably will, and I don't like talking about money.
I'm not talking about that.
But it's good to brag. She is a completely unfuckable barrel of lard.
Oh, dear.
Which I think is a little bit harsh, isn't it?
That is very harsh.